Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Sanine 19, Pretoria 21, Mbombela 22 degrees.
In the traffic, Pretoria side, Eskom Patlele Drive northbound delays towards Moort Street, N14 northbound. There's delays towards the R101 interchange. In Bryanston, it's Winnie Mandela Drive southbound, delays towards Ballyclare Drive.
All 58 members of the Umkhonto weSizwe party who missed the first National Assembly sitting have officially taken oath of office to serve as members of Parliament. The ceremony took place at Parliament's Gqeberha chamber and was presided over by Western Cape Acting Judge President Justice Patricia Goliath. Anastasi Mohobu has more.
While many are new to Parliament, the MK party members were also accompanied by some familiar faces. Notable among them are former EFF MP and founder of Black First Land First, Andile Mqitama, who has now crossed over to MK. He was joined by former Finance Minister Des van Rooyen. Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma, was also sewn in. Additionally, David Skhosana, husband of former public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane, is among the new MK party MPs. The group was led by former Western Cape Judge President John Klope, who now serves as the party's chief whip in Parliament. Anastasia Mhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Now for news on the employment front, and South Africa has lost 67,000 jobs in the formal non-agricultural sector in the first quarter of this year. That's according to the quarterly employment statistics survey released by Stats SA today. Total employment in the sector dropped to 10.7 million. In today's Big Court news, the uncle of a woman who allegedly killed by her employer in an elaborate plan to commit insurance fraud says she only contributed 14,000 rand towards a burial, despite pocketing over 700,000 rand in funeral cover payouts. The case was postponed in the Lenasia Magistrates Court, where the two accused face murder and fraud charges. Masechaba Sefularo reports.
Busi Swangumalo's uncle says despite speaking with the accused on the phone about his niece's murder, he never saw her in person until today. Njabulo Nxumalo says after learning that his niece was allegedly killed in a vigilante attack, days later, Stembile Qulu asked the family to delay the burial, promising them financial assistance from social workers. He says they became suspicious when Qulu stopped taking their calls and sent a rundown car to transport the body back to KZN. Their suspicions were stoked when they were contacted by insurance companies who revealed his niece was insured for millions. Masuchaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News at the Lenasia Magistrate Court.
On to crime-related matters, and Gauteng police say two operations are yielding great results and making a huge impact in the Eldorado Park community. Police spokesperson Fazeka Qobu says four suspects were arrested for murder on Sunday and one suspect was arrested for car hijacking.
An appeal is made to the great community of Eldorado Park not to hide criminals known to them. It is a criminal offense not to report criminal activities to the local police, and they can do so anonymously. Anyone with information of any illegal activity can contact SAPS on 011-946-0300.
And Rand Water has completed its maintenance work at the Swartkopies pump station and Daleside Monster station, which supply water to Johannesburg suburbs. The utility has embarked in a month-long maintenance program, which will be completed at the end of July. Here's spokesperson Nombuso Shabalala.
Swartkopies is currently pumping at 80%, and it is anticipated that pumping will be at 100% by this evening. Meanwhile, pumping at Daleside tripped last night due to technical challenges. However, pumping did resume today at 12 midday, and it is currently pumping at 50%.
I'm Chanel. September mornings in Afrikaans at 4.
That's okay. You don't have to speed up. I forgot to go. Look, okay. Thank you, Chanel. Okay, so this one's Verkie. Oh, wait a minute. I've still got another hour to go. Oh, Chanel's Verkie's done. You're going to hit the road. I did some work at home last night. I'm so proud of myself. I cleared out some space. I've been meaning to do this for a long time in our freezer, which is a hell of a lot more productive than saying, yep, I just polished off another liter of ice cream. Woohoo for me. What? Oh boy, it gets tough here.